Good morning. My blog for today is called Why Need. Sometimes I absolutely dread Sunday dress, only because I know my favourite stockings will be ruined and my nylon dress will get catches in it and my black sweater will end up with fur all over it. Now, why would I be saying this, you might wonder? Well, it is because we have a cat, and guess what? Every time she wants to come near me to tell me she loves me, she's going to ladder my stockings, her claws will catch in my nylon dress, and sure as egg, she'll be molting on my lovely new black sweater. And that's how life happens when you own a pet, whether it be a dog or cat or some other species. There are always downsides that affect the material you. Cats love company, so when they see you arrive home after several hours, guess what? In they come with claws outstretched, not to hurt you on purpose, but to knead your lap to convincingly let you know that you are the most loved human being in the world. Trimming her nails might help, but really is not good for her, so putting up with this great show of affection should be accepted with the good feelings that surround those moments. If you're quick and have too many pairs of laddered stockings, then have a towel on hand or a blankie of some kind. That way you can just reach for it before she lands on you, and there she is kneading and pawing you without any bad things happening to your tender skin or to your precious new clothing. Now, if your cat had a happy childhood, which most of them have, then they might be reliving how it felt to be on Mum's belly, instinctively needing her to bring about more milk into her welcome teats for nourishment. Another sign of needing could be that she's ready to mate. However, I never think of that reason, because she doesn't do that kind of thing anymore since we had her seen to. Now, look on needing as a good thing. You can make it a good thing. All depends on your forethought for preparation before it happens. What an interesting life a cat has, and what wonderful communication skills they possess. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.